Hi, this is Jackie with Panama Relocation Tours. I want to thank you so much for calling in for our Saturday conference call. Today I've got a couple of different topics that I want to talk about. I also have a big announcement. And then for maybe the last 20 or 30 minutes of the call, I'll be glad to take your questions. So my first big announcement is that, as you know, our 2021 tours are completely sold out. They've been sold out since about February of this year for a long time. And we're doing a lot of private tours, but some people just want to go on a group tour, the Panama Relocation Tour, the six-day tour, so they can see more of the country. So next week on Monday or Tuesday, I'm not sure which day yet, we're going to be adding some more tour dates. We already have all the hotels approved throughout the country, all the restaurants approved throughout the country, transportation all set up everywhere, and we'll be adding some new tour dates. Now, the way that it works when we add new tour dates, first we notify anybody that had a tour canceled to let them know about the new tour dates, and they get first dibs on any of those tours. And then we'll also send out an email to let everyone else know about any tour dates that might become available. And so don't send an email saying you want to be on that tour. Don't call the office and say you definitely want to be on a certain tour. The only way that you're going to be able to sign up for any of the tours is if you are on the website and you click on the website to order. It takes a $500 per person deposit to reserve your spot, and after that, you're signed up. So just to recap, next week, I'm not sure if it's going to be Monday or Tuesday, but we are going to be adding some additional tour dates for 2021. And we will first send out an email to anybody that had a tour canceled, and they're all on our backup list. And then after that, I'll send out an email to let everybody else know when they're available. The only way you can sign up is to click and to go on our website where it's going to say book a tour. There's nothing on there right now, but you'll have to click on book a tour, pick a date, and then you pay a $500 per person deposit. So that'll happen sometime next week. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is my daughter-in-law, Mariana. She did a new video called The 9 Mistakes That New Expats Make When They Move to Panama. It's on our YouTube channel. We also have it on Facebook. And one of those is we talked about that you shouldn't buy real estate too fast. And I want to talk about some important reasons why. So many people, they get here and they're tempted to just buy some real estate and get settled, and they don't want to have to move again. But that could be a really big mistake, and let me tell you why. In the last, since October, I know several people, and these are not necessarily people that came on a Panama relocation tour, but I know several people in talking to attorneys that they applied for a visa and they were denied. And some of these people, they came down here the first couple weeks they were here, they bought real estate, they got moved in and they got all settled, and then they thought, well, then I'll apply for my visa. The problem is their visa was denied, and it was usually denied because there was a felony on their criminal report, even one from 40 years ago. For some reason, they were denied because of a felony. If it's just a minor misdemeanor or DUI, you're not going to be denied, but you could be asked. You're going to definitely have to do what's called a Buena Vista, which is where your attorney has to submit all of your records to the immigration director to get special permission for you to even be able to apply. You can't even apply until the immigration director looks everything over and says it's okay. Well, in all these cases that have happened just since October, all the paperwork went to the immigration director. The immigration director said, yes, this happened 40 years ago. They can go ahead and apply for a visa. They've got a clean record ever since. They actually applied for the visa. They got their temporary visa. And then about 3 months later, they were notified by their attorney that their visa was denied. Even though it got approved at the Buena Vista, even though they walked away with a temporary ID card, it got denied. And in some cases, they've said, case closed, you can't reapply ever. So that's a really bad situation for someone that's already bought real estate, because what that means is they can only be a tourist in Panama. As a tourist, they can only stay for 180 days, and then they have to leave for at least 30 days before they can come back. More importantly, they can't drive. You can only drive in Panama as a tourist for the first 90 days you're in the country, and then you can't drive anymore. So just think of it. If you'd moved here, you bought a house, and then you applied for a visa, and you found out you were denied, but you can't even stay in Panama and enjoy your house. You can't, if you bought a car, you can't even drive your car. So for these reasons, I highly recommend that whenever you move to Panama, you should just rent for at least the first 6 months. 6 months will give you enough time to know if you're going to get a visa, if it's going to be approved. Now, if you have a clean criminal report, if there's absolutely nothing on it and there's no hidden skeletons something that happened in some other country, you don't have to worry about that. But if there's anything at all, even something that happened a long, long time ago on your criminal report, there is a chance that you could be denied. So for that reason, I highly recommend that you don't buy any real estate until you have your permanent visa in your hand. Once you have your permanent visa in your hand, and that won't take more than 6 months to determine that, then it would be okay to start looking for a house to buy or condo to buy. You might want to decide you just want to rent entirely. Some other reasons to wait about 6 months. The number one reason is you want to wait until you have your permanent visa in your hand. The other reason is 6 months will give you time to make sure you like living in Panama, especially if you've never lived in a foreign country before. It's a bit of a culture shock for some people because things are different here. To me, it's better than it was in anywhere else that I've ever lived. Of course, I wouldn't be living here if I didn't think it wasn't better. But some people, it's just not a good fit. So 6 months will give you time to determine if it's a good fit. The other thing is that so many people that have come on my tour and relocated to Panama, and I'm talking about 1,500 people and counting, because we have new people coming in every week. So many of them, they originally moved to one area and they say it's too hot or it's too cold or it's too windy or something, and then they have to move again, usually 3 months or 6 months later, and maybe the next area they move to is just perfect, or maybe they say it's too hot or too cold or too windy or too rainy or whatever, and they have to move a second time. So just think, if you rush down here and you bought a house right away, and then you decided, and it was perfect whenever it was October or September. You really like the weather in September and October, but come January, it gets a little bit windy in some places, and you might decide it's just way too windy. I've been in some houses in Panama where it was so windy outside that it made a whistling sound going through the windows that were closed. That's how strong the wind was. So 6 months, a year would be better, because a year gives you a chance to experience all of the different seasons and the microclimates in a particular area. So don't rush into buying real estate. Absolutely, you need to wait until you get your permanent visa, but give yourself a little bit more time just to experience living in Panama and experience the microclimates in the area that you first selected. Don't be surprised if the first place you pick doesn't work out and you have to move someplace else in Panama to find the sweet spot, the one that's just right. So that was my big reason of why you should not buy real estate. Wait till you get your permanent visa. Keep that ingrained in your brain, not to buy real estate until you get your permanent visa. The other thing I want to talk about is getting a driver's license in Panama. As a tourist, you can drive in Panama for 90 days on your foreign license. Panama does not accept international driver's license. So whatever, if you have a current license, you can only drive in Panama for 90 days as a tourist. After that, you're going to have, if you want to continue driving, you either have to leave the country for 30 days and then come back, or you have to apply for a visa, a residency visa, either a pensionado visa, a friendly nation visa, the golden visa, one of the other visas, because you can't get a Panama driver's license until you have a visa. So there's two ways that you can get, once you get your visa, once you get your temporary visa, it's only good for 6 months. So once you get that temporary visa, you can get a driver's license, but because your temporary visa is only good for 6 months, your driver's license is going to only be good for 6 months. So, but when you get your permanent visa, if you're less than 70 years old, your driver's license will be good for 4 years. If you're 70 or older, you have to renew it every 2 years. And there's two ways that you can get a Panama driver's license once you get your visa. The first way and the most common way is that you go to the embassy for your country. That could be the U.S. embassy, the Canadian embassy, the German embassy, whatever embassy, the country that you're from, you would go to that embassy in Panama City, and you usually have to make an appointment at the embassy to do this, and then they will authenticate your driver's license. They have a database, and they can look it up and make sure that it's a valid driver's license. For the U.S. embassy, that costs $50. I'm not sure what the cost is at other embassies. You make an appointment, you're usually in and out in about 30 minutes, with a piece of paper and a stamp on it that says that your driver's license has been authenticated. Once you get that authentication, then either you can get a helper, there's all kinds of helpers in Panama City, or your attorney can help you with it. Then you need to go over to the Ministry of Foreign Relations, and they have to authenticate the authentication that was done at the U.S. Embassy. I know it sounds silly, but any time that there's a document that was authenticated by a foreign country, and the U.S. Embassy is a sovereign country, so it's a different country, then it always has to be re-authenticated by the Ministry of Foreign Relations. It only costs a couple dollars to do that, and you're in and out really fast. So those are the steps in Panama City. After that, I recommend that you go to the place that you're going to be living. So if you were going to live in Chitré, you would go there. If you were going to live in Santiago, you can go there, or Coronado. And there's a place where you would go to get a blood test, because they put your blood type on all driver's licenses here. And then you go to a special place where they do a hearing test and a vision test, and you turn in all your paperwork. And for $40, they give you a driver's license. Like I said, because if you've only got your temporary license, that driver's license is only going to be good for 6 months. But once you get your permanent license, then it's good for 4 years if you're under 70. So that's one way you can get a driver's license, by getting everything authenticated at the embassy in Panama City, and then actually getting your license in the area where you live. The other way that you can get your driver's license in Panama is you can go to a driving school. And perhaps you don't have a driver's license, and that's not a choice, an option for you to get your current license authenticated. So with a driving school in Panama, it's not what you are probably used to with a driving school. You go to, and your attorney can help you with this also, so you would go to one of the many driving schools that are throughout the country. If you just do a Google search, you'll find them. We also have a list of some of them in our online Panama relocation guide, so you'll know where to go. Usually you pay $70. There's not really a class for you to go to, but they'll hand you a little book, a study book, for you to go through to know what the questions are and what the answers are, because you'll have to take a written test. Once you pay the $70, then about 3 weeks later, they'll give you the date on when you're going to take your written test. In our online Panama relocation guide, when you get that, then you're invited to our private Facebook group that's only for alumni from tours and people that have bought the online guide. On there, I actually have all the test questions and all the test answers. So all you have to do is study that, and you'll ace it. You'll make a really good grade on it. So once you take the test, then you actually have to do a physically driving test with someone for them to see that you know how to drive. And then you go to the place to get the blood test, the eye test, the hearing test, and you'll pay $40 more, and you'll get your driver's license. So those are the two ways. One way is to go through the embassy to get everything authenticated. Then you don't have to take any kind of a written test at all. The other way is to sign up with one of the driving schools, pay the $70. Some of them may charge more. The one in David charges $70. Take a written test, take a driving test, and then everything else. So those are the two different ways. Some people that move to Panama because they don't want to spend $40 to get their driver's license when it's only good for 6 months and then have to renew it once they get their permanent license. The renewal, if you're a pensionado age, is you get a 10% discount, so it's only $36. But a lot of people that move to Panama, they will just rely on taxis or public transportation for that first until they get their permanent visa. Once they get their permanent visa, then they'll jump through the hoops to get their driver's license, and then they can avoid having to pay for one driver's license that's only good for 6 months and then renewing it again whenever they get their permanent. Now, the process for renewing your driver's license is you don't have to go to the embassy again. You don't have to do driving school again. You don't have to do a blood test again. None of those things are going to change. But you do have to do the hearing test and the vision test again, and then you pay $36 if you're a jubilado or a pensionado, or if you're not, then it's $40 to get your driver's license. Shortly, I got my driver's license, my Panama driver's license, when I moved here in 2010, and I was real surprised when it was coming up on time to be for my driver's license to expire. I wasn't even paying attention to the date. And I actually got a phone call from someone in English, and they said, Jackie, we just want to remind you that your driver's license is expiring in 2 weeks, and don't forget to come in and get that renewed. Now, I'm not telling you that you're going to get a phone call with someone to remind you to get your license renewed, but that's what happened to me. And every time that I've renewed my license, a couple of times here, and every single time I've gotten that phone call just a couple weeks before. So maybe it's something that they always do, but I can't guarantee it. And I guess they had a note on there that I'm a foreigner that speaks English, because the person that called me spoke very good English when they reminded me. Also, the people at the driver's license place that I went to in David for my vision test and my hearing test, they spoke English. Now, if you go to the one in Panama City, it might take a little bit longer because they're more crowded, and some of the people will speak English and some of them won't. Whenever you first sign in at the driver's license place, and they'll always try to put you with someone that speaks English. You can also hire someone to go with you. The very first time I went to get my license, I actually paid someone $20, or no, I paid her $10 and I bought her lunch to go with me to translate for me, just in case they didn't speak English there. And much to my surprise, everybody spoke perfect English in the driver's license place. But it was still an experience, and it was good to have someone that was there as a backup, just in case they didn't speak English. Speaking of this, someone that can go with you, throughout the country, there's people that you can hire to go with you to get a cell phone, that can go with you to get electricity hooked up, just in case it doesn't come with your rental, that can help you with your driver's license, that can help you with all kinds of different things. Getting signed up for health insurance, anything that you might need. There's people that are bilingual that offer their services to help you have a smooth transition whenever you move here. And we have a lot of recommendations for all of those things whenever we, with our online Panama Relocation Guide and also in our private forum that we have. So those are the big announcements. New tour dates coming next week for 2021. We already have all of our 2022 tour dates also, but I just don't want to put those out there yet. I want to wait and see what kind of happens with this whole crazy virus thing. Hopefully it calms down. They do have vaccines that are being distributed in the first quarter of 2021 here in Panama. It's voluntary. They're not making it mandatory to take a shot. But I just want to wait and see what happens before we put the 2022 dates out. But we are going to be adding quite a few tour dates for 2021. And reminder, don't buy a house in Panama or anything that you can't get of real quick, get rid of it real quickly. Don't buy it until you have your permanent visa. It's real fast and easy to buy real estate in Panama, but it can take years and years and years to sell something in Panama and to try to recoup all of your money. I know people that have been trying to sell their house and they've lowered the price and lowered the price for 9 years. I know people that have property that's at a really good price. It's a great property. It's a great location. And they've had it on the market for 2 years and it still hasn't sold. So just think of what could happen if you bought real estate, your visa was denied, and then you couldn't sell it. And all the money you had was tied up in the property that you had here in Panama. You don't want to get in that position. So please wait until you get your permanent visa before you think about buying real estate. So with all those announcements and that education about getting a license and why not to buy real estate yet, I'm going to open it up for your questions. And our first question is area code Brenda. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Jackie. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to check that I think it was last week that the private health insurance change the years. If you're over 64, you can no longer apply for anything like that?
That's not a forever thing. It's only because of COVID. Of COVID, they haven't been selling. If you're over 64 and 10 months, then you cannot buy private health insurance in Panama, the Panama health insurance. But they say starting in January, it'll be available again.
Oh, okay, great. That's all I needed to know. Thank you so much, and have a good one.
It's just not available right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, next caller is David. How are you?
Good, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm good now. I got my hot tea to drink.
And your cat's outside, right?
And the cat's outside, yes. It's just like Grand Central Station around here. But I can tell you, I'm looking out my office window at the most spectacular sunset right now. The sky is pink and purple and blue, and it's so pretty.
Wow. I kind of wish I was there right now, but eventually I'm going to get there.
Yep.
Thanks again for taking my call, as always. I actually had two quick questions. I was under the impression that if you have a private tour, you have a family of four, that the tour is $200 a day. Is that correct, or is
it's $200 a day for up to two people? There's an additional charge if there's more than two people.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, all right. That was the first question. If one is able to get the COVID vaccination, they get a card. Could they use that card in lieu of getting tested when they get to Panama? Do you know?
I don't know yet. They haven't put, because the vaccine isn't widely available yet, they haven't put out any guidelines about what if you have the COVID vaccine, can you avoid getting tested? I don't know. As soon as I have more information on that, when they make an announcement, I'll let everybody know.
Okay. Well, thanks again for taking my call.
You're welcome. My next caller is Bill and Lynn. Go ahead.
Hi, Jackie. I wanted to find out on the, you were talking about driving. Can you tell us what the average cost of car insurance is and perhaps the gas prices?
So car insurance is really, really cheap here, and it depends on if you have full coverage or if you just do the liability coverage. On the car that I used to have, which was a Nissan X-Trail, it was an older car, and I think I spent $6,500 for it. So I just got the basic liability coverage, and it was $200 a year for that. Yeah, and so then I got another car, I don't know, maybe a year ago. It's a 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe, and it only had 3,000 kilometers on it when I bought it. So it was practically a brand-new car, still under warranty and everything. So I got full coverage on that car, and that one is $670 a year.
That's great.
And then as far as gas prices, gas is sold by the liter here, And the current price for our lowest octane, which is a 91, I guess that's even higher octane than your regular, but it's about 62 to 65 cents, depending on where you go, per liter.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Next caller is Warren.
Buenas noches, Jackie.
Hola.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine. You have a question for me?
Oh, yes. Concerning the visa and citizenship, what are the residency requirements after you get the permanent visa?
After you get the permanent visa, if you want to get citizenship, you have to wait 5 years, and then you can apply for citizenship.
No, I knew that. I'm wondering, between there, once you get the permanent visa and you don't go for citizenship, are there requirements to keep that visa?
The requirements to keep that visa is there's no requirement for you to live in Panama, but there is a requirement that you come back for at least one day every 2 years.
Okay. And am I correct that if you do the citizenship, you then must give up all of your American, like, Social Security and Medicare?
No. Everybody that I know that has gotten citizenship here, they still have their U.S. or Canadian passport. They still get their Social Security. They still get all those things.
I was under the impression that Panama did not recognize dual citizenship.
No, they do. A lot of Panamanians are Italians, and they have an Italian passport, a U.S. passport, and a Panamanian passport. They certainly recognize dual citizenship. And our next caller is Freeland.
Hi, Jackie. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm getting better every day.
There you go. Been praying about your arm there, making sure everything's good. I got a question about the FBI report. If we go through a Chandler to get the report, is that the same as actually going through the FBI to get it? Would it take the place of that?
Yes. Yeah, if you get it through a Chandler, it's going to be emailed to you. You usually don't get a physical copy of it that they hand to you. I think some of them do. But, yeah, so long as it's from an FBI-approved Chandler, then it's okay. You can get FBI reports from a lot of different people, a lot of different companies, but unless they're an FBI-approved Chandler, it won't be accepted.
Gotcha, fine. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller is 813 area code.
Hey, Jackie, this is Ernie from Florida.
Hi, Ernie.
My question has just been answered a little while ago, but I want to ask it again anyway. Going back to the private tours, only because there's some different nuances of this through the last few months on how it's stated. So you're saying up to two people is $200 a day, right?
That's right.
And then for each additional person, it's probably, what you said, $100 per day?
It's $100 a day is what some of the private tour guides are. You know, each of the private tour guides are independent contractors. When you pay the money, it all goes to them. We don't make a penny on it. And I hired people that are, a lot of them are Panamanians that have been out of work since March. But I know that they are sharp as a tack and really, really good people for being a private tour guide. So they're free to charge whatever they want to charge, but the price that we recommended and that our guidelines are to charge $200 a day for one or two people on the tour, and then after that we recommend $100 extra. Some people are only charging $50 extra for that additional person, or if it's a child, they might not. If it's a child under the age of 15, they might not charge anything. But it's totally at the discretion of the private tour guide. And if you talk to two different tour guides, they might have two different prices.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. My next caller is Sherry. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I'd like to find out if there's any. What happens if there's problems with the pandemic and they closed down flights again.
Well, if they close down flights again, only if they close down the country, but if they close down flights into Panama and Panama doesn't let any flights in, then of course we'd have to cancel any tours that we have that are scheduled during that time frame. The president of Panama has said that he's not going to shut the country down again, that the economy just can't handle another blow like that. But what they'll do instead is they'll put extra restrictions in place. For example, they've done that in Panama City and also Panama West. But those two areas have a much tighter curfew than the rest of the country. Most of Panama has a curfew from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. But in Panama City and in Panama West, their curfew is from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., and there's no alcohol sales anywhere after 7 p.m., not at restaurants, not at grocery stores, or anywhere. So instead of shutting the country down again, they'll just enforce mobility or restrictions with curfews and things like that.
Oh, great. Thanks. That's good to know. And I'm also curious, where do people go for a vacation that aren't too far away, but that are nice?
You mean people that live in Panama?
Yes.
Well, people that live in the city, go to the beach. People that live in the beach, go to the mountains. People that live in the mountains, go to the beach. So we kind of do these in-country vacations because it's such a small country, you can just drive 2 or 3 hours and be in a completely different environment.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller is area code 303.
Well, good afternoon, Jackie. It's Cynthia going through the Panama Boquete Blues. I'm back in the States, and I'm missing Panama.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. So everything is in place now, as I emailed to you, but I had a couple questions going forward. So when we come back, do you know if we need to do that declaration document every time we come into Panama, or is the time that we do it good for all?
Every time you come into Panama, you have to do the declaration document and a COVID test currently. Those are the rules today.
Right.
The rules can change on Monday. And any time there is a rule change, I'm going to always let everybody know. But as far as I know, right now, you still have to do the digital affidavit form. And we do have an article on the Panama Relocation Tour website for people that don't know what in the world we're talking about. It's a special form that you fill out online, and then they send you a little code that you can show the airline to show that you filled this out. And also whenever you enter Panama to show that you filled it out. The main purpose of it is for contact tracing, just in case they discover that someone on your flight got COVID or you came in contact with COVID, they want to know how to get in touch with you while you're in Panama. So that's the purpose of that digital affidavit form.
That's good information, Jackie. So one point on that is when a lot of us were trying to use the online process, we sometimes had to switch from Google to Firefox because it was just not working in Google. And after 15 days in Firefox. So for those that are trying that process, just switch your browser to Firefox.
The other thing that we put in those instructions is one of the most important things you can do if it just is kind of sticking in Chrome or whatever you're using is clean your cache, clear your history, because there's something that's stuck in there that's letting you not move forward. So if you clear your history, and then Firefox does seem to work better. For some people, Chrome seems to work better for others, but then you'll be able to get that digital form filled out, and you should instantly get that code sent to you by email. So thanks for that information. My next caller is Bob.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Okay, next caller is Carla.
Hi, Jackie. I have a question for you.
said that you have new dates coming up for the tour. I'm currently on the wait list. Will I still be on that wait list for the new tour dates, or do I have to reapply?
No. You don't have to reapply. We're going to notify you of what the tour dates are. If you're on the wait list, you'll get a notification before anybody else even knows about it.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I thought that was probably the case, but you had only said people who had, were on their tour dates had gotten canceled. So I just wanted to make
sure. Well, and the majority of the people on our wait list are people that did have a tour canceled, but there's some people that just got on the backup list and they didn't have a tour canceled. But backup list and anyone had a tour canceled, you will get first notification before we make it available to everybody else.
Beautiful. I'm looking forward to coming down and visiting.
Okay. Have you seen my Facebook page today, everybody? Check out the Facebook.com Panama Relocation Tours. There's a tour going on today. I have someone else doing the tour because my arm is still messed up. But anyway, I've been putting pictures up of the rental they looked at in Coronado and some of the security measures that we are doing, and also pictures of the ocean and a beautiful pool at the place where they're staying tonight. So check that out on Facebook.com/ Panama Relocation Tours. And if you haven't already done so, like our Facebook page so you can get a notification when I put new information up there. Yeah.